Minnesota News Network, I'm Sean Maloney. Reports say the White House and Congress are preparing to use federal power to block states from regulating artificial intelligence. DFL State Senator Aaron May Quaid from Apple Valley says this would reverse bills already in the works in Minnesota to protect citizens from AI. May Quaid has introduced several bills to regulate AI that include banning AI-generated pornographic and deepfake images from appearing on websites and holding tech companies responsible if they don't prevent them. Give to the Max Day 2025 is still rolling on the state's largest 24-hour online giving campaign. Give Minnesota Deputy Executive Director Jenna Ray says hundreds of schools and nonprofits are taking part.
We're up just a tick from where we were last year, which tells me that organizations and nonprofits are showing up. They are ready and willing to do the work it takes to make Minnesota's communities bright, and they are counting on you to help power their missions through the coming year and beyond.
Give to the Max Day has helped raise over $400 million since 2009. Minnesota now has one of the nation's lowest kindergarten measles vaccination rates. Department of Health Senior Epidemiologist Ben Christensen says national surveys show there's a number of reasons why rates are dropping.
Vaccine safety, so there are some families and parents that are concerned or have questions about the vaccines. There's also access. So when the pandemic happened, a lot of those well child visits actually didn't happen for those first couple of months, and we're still working to get caught up.
86.5% of Minnesota kindergartners are vaccinated for measles. Before the pandemic, it was 92.5%. And Lake Elmo businessman Mike Newcomb was introduced at the state capitol today as the Forward Independence Party's candidate for governor. Newcomb says he doesn't like when people try to categorize him.
Oh, you sound like a Republican based on your tax stances. And I say, well, a common sense government that doesn't waste money and rolls out the red carpet for businesses, I don't think that's really a Republican stance. I think that's a Minnesotan stance. So I call myself right down the middle.
Eight Republicans are running against Governor Walz. In other headlines, 1 week from today, families across Minnesota will gather around the table to celebrate Thanksgiving with a traditional feast of turkey, stuffing, and all the fixings. Minnesota Turkey Growers Association Executive Director Ashley Coles.
Make sure you pay attention to the size of turkey that you have in your freezer and take it out of the freezer soon enough so it's thawed for you to enjoy for your family.
The safest way to thaw a turkey? Plan and use the refrigerator. Keep the bird in its original wrapper and set it in a pan to catch drips. Authorities are investigating animal neglect after several dogs were found dead at a rural property in Watonwan County. Deputies say the property owner discovered the animals while checking on a nonprofit pet rescue operating there. The Animal Humane Society's critical response team removed surviving dogs for vet care. Minnesota DFL leaders are condemning comments made by President Trump after he said Democratic members of Congress should be prosecuted and executed for sedition. The president posted the comments to Truth Social after Democrats participated in a video this week asking the military and intelligence communities to stand up for our laws and Constitution. This is MNN.